Alan texts into the show. By the way, you could text them the show. People forgive this. And if your text is funny, really funny, ooh, or especially funny out of context, it will be posted to our, without your name, anonymously, to our 1620 The Zone text line feed, which is a real thing and on Twitter. Just in time. Never mind. I can't talk about that. Remember? Last time I started to talk about Twitter, people.
Oh, yeah. Stick to sports, Connor.
But Alan tweets in. He says,
let's talk about the World Cup.
Poll question. Poll question. What are the UNL tour guides going to be saying after this football season? Or if you remember last year, all the UNL tour guides were teaching all the kids that Nebraska football sucked and they were not proud of them. By the way, watching Howells Dodge and Hitchcock County in the D2 title game at Memorial Stadium, 8-man.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. They keep cutting to NET, or Nebraska Public Media keeps cutting to the tunnel where some Nebraska football players are standing. And it appears as if some little kids have found out, and now they're going over there to like ask for autographs and stuff like that.
Distractions. Hit the weight room.
Very
kids.
Disorienting to watch these D2 games when the field's half, you know, the field's cut down and
it's different.
There's only 8 people, and they're just, it's 12-8 right now. If you wanted an update,
like me trying to watch the Grey Cup last night.
We'll talk to Mike Sauter about that in the noon hour. But Joel Lorenzi is going to join us in a couple minutes. We'll talk Creighton basketball with him. I told you I'd get to a couple tweets here though, and we're coming through. We will. Chance tweets in. He says, I've heard Trev tried to offer Rule a bag of crunchy Cheetos and a runs a gift card for the job and got laughed out of the room. Hashtag fire Trev.
Intriguing. Intriguing offer. Also, Trev said money's no object.
Well, why?
Or whatever.
I don't know why he wouldn't. He's getting paid $7 million either way.
You don't need money.
Yeah,
Matt.
You don't need money. You offer him a bag of crunchy Cheetos and runs a gift cards.
I'm going to buy you something money can't buy. Runzas.
Yeah. Happiness. That's what I'm actually buying you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Chance follows up and he says, if you look at the message boards, Lance Leipold would run Nebraska into the ground and Nebraskans would stop liking sports. Yeah, you see what I mean? I think we've gotten a little overdramatic about this.
No, we haven't, Connor.
every potential new coach is... You know, we've had so much time that every potential new coach is basically being debunked on message boards. Of like, this is why this guy would suck. There is no reasons why this guy would be good. Here's what he did poorly at his last job. And there's no chance of ever growing as a coach.
Has the program fallen this far, yeah, Connor?
You have no chance at ever doing anything right. I don't know, man. I used to think this would be received relatively well, and I don't know. Maybe if it's a guy out of nowhere and it's really, really good that everybody thinks is really, really good, which I don't know if there's anybody who thinks some one person is really, really good. I don't know if we're going to have an interesting response to this. Patrick tweets in. He says, Campbell is Mike Riley 2.0. Why? Occasionally beats a top 10 team, then turns around and loses to a perennial bottom feeder. Have you seen these coaches' records? They all suck. None of them are nearly as good as Tom Osborne.
Well, that's a problem right there.
Keep in mind, situation is important here. Where you're at, what kind of players you have. I wouldn't be terribly scared off by the record. You know? I just wouldn't be.
Alabama's 9-2. I don't want Nick Saban.
Curtis tweets in. He says, Trev should just throw $15 million a year at Dabo and get this thing going. Hashtag wishful thinking. Josh says there will be no honking for Monken. Hashtag hard pass. And Steve says, I haven't heard anything on Rule saying no. When has this come out? Believe me, I've been listening and looking. This. Once again, we don't know that Rule has said no.
We don't know that he's been offered.
We don't know that he's been offered. We don't know that he's been talked to. He's a name that's been out there. We're only making inferences based on the timing of when the announcement might be, and we don't know when the announcement's going to be. If the announcement is in the hours following the Iowa game, there's a pretty decent chance that it's Matt Rhule still.
But Zach Smith told me from his parole officer's basement that it was Deion Sanders.
Do you have to live with your parole officer when you're on parole?
I think Zach does.
Okay. Yeah, he's got a couple ankle monitors.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some Jays basketball as they kick things off at the Maui Invitational today. Oh, Greg McDermott in his breezy shirts and his Lays. It's Creighton takes on Texas Tech, and the Jays are the third best odds to win the Maui Invitational. And they are 2.5-point favorites this afternoon. We're off the air at 1 to get you out to John Bishop in Maui. So we'll talk to Joel coming up next here on 1620 The Zone. But first, another thing in a busy sports week is the large soccer tournament. The large soccer tournament this week, it's a huge deal, as it always is. Comes up every few years with FanDuel, and that's where you got to bet it. Soccer fans, it's the time to give FanDuel a shot, maybe a penalty kick. New customers get $125 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. And you can bet on everything. Moneyline, goals scored, corner kicks, so many things inside the individual match that you can bet on with our friends at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Plus, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout. It's a little something called the same game parlay, and it is a beautiful thing. Best of all, you get your winnings paid out instantly. So don't miss your chance to get $125 in free bets, win or lose, when you join FanDuel with promo code HAPPER. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. 21 and over, present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.